This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
One of our favorites is Hank Azaria. Now, last time we had Hank on, I had not seen the full Brockmire experience. And Hank said, please watch it all and you'll love it. And he was not lying. I loved it. Now, after watching it, the man deserves an Emmy. But let's bring him in first before I really get into sucking up to him. Hank, right. It's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing?
Hello, fellas. I'm doing very well. Thanks for the kind words, Michael. But yeah, you can say the Emmy thing. I can't. If I say it, I'm shamelessly promoting myself.
Well, here's the Emmy thing. Okay, so Brockmire essentially was a comedy, but there were times that when you were on the screen, especially in the last season, that it was so dramatic and so powerful that I almost think it should be a dramatic Emmy, more so than a comedian. Now, it was funny, but the acting chops that you showed, for me to sit down, and because I have no heart, Hank, I was getting choked up and crying during some of the scenes. I just thought it was so moving. I really do.
I really appreciate that. I really didn't expect you... I'm just glad you watched it and laughed. And yeah, we one of the great things about television today is you can cross the line. You can go back and forth. You can be wildly raunchy, outrageously crazy funny in one moment, and then get really, really real in another moment. Which is, you know, life is a lot like that. So it's fun to be able to do that because it didn't used to let you do things like that.
Well, what I found scary about the whole thing, because I was on it from jump, and I thought it was tremendous, but how eerie that final season was to what's happening now. We touched on it the last time you were on from the virus standpoint, but even the negotiations in the last few episodes for the new CBA, eerily similar to what was going on with baseball trying to figure this thing out moving forward. I mean, I don't know. Did you have some kind of a wizard involved in the writing to kind of see the future, for God's sakes?
Well, Joel Church Cooper, our head writer, kind of, yes. I mean, he called some other things, too, to an almost preternatural degree. And, you know, Joel, he's a really great societal comedian, comedic writer. Not everybody is, you know, but he loves writing social satire on that level. And, you know, part of what the whole Brockmire thing has been is really realistic. You know, we really looked at baseball. You know, what's great and not so great about it. What its challenges are, and took that seriously. And so it wasn't a big leap. You know, into you know we were trying to be predictive about 10 years from now. Little did we know that it would all be current events. But There you have it.
I thought that the ending was dramatic, but I also felt, I mean, it seemed like the perfect time to end it, but I also thought that there could have been more. Could there have been more? Could there have been another season?
I mean, I suppose Joel Church Cooper, he always had in his mind four seasons, 8 episodes per season. He had like a 32-episode story arc, and that's exactly the story we told. I actually told IFC I'd do a 5th season. I thought it would be fun to like sort of go back to Brockmire's lost years, you know, in Southeast Asia, and sort of track him like his crazy debauched adventures. And maybe someday we'll circle back and do that. But beyond that, I wouldn't know what we would do.
I'm assuming that Brockmire was successful. I think it's on Hulu now, right? Starting today or?
It is. It's been on Hulu. All 4 seasons are now available on Hulu, okay, which is the easiest and best way to binge it.
Well, I would assume that you know, you're probably rolling in money and your beloved, yes, Mets are for sale. Have you thought about it?
I definitely did not get rich from Brockmire. that was a labor of love. I've got made money in other places. Believe me, I have thought about... I couldn't do it by myself, but I think Bill Maher owns like a little piece of the Mets, and Believe me, I've thought about it.
It would be so cool for somebody. I mean, you really actually love them, and it would mean something to you.
It would mean a lot to me, yeah, you know, and I feel I would do a much better job than current ownership, you know. I share that opinion with just about everybody else in New York.
Did Brockmire satisfy sort of the... I don't even know if you had this itch, but obviously you've had such success, particularly with The Simpsons. Did Brockmeyer satisfy that, like, I want to strike out, really do my own series? Do you feel like that's been scratched?
Oh, yeah, big time, because I've tried it two or three times in my career, and it didn't work out very well. You know, we had a lot of not even near misses, a lot of kind of big swings and fails. And, you know, it was fun. Like I was mentioning earlier, how you're able to go kind of go back and forth tonally, comedy and drama. You know, in the last 10 years, the way you're able to be raw and real and not be intruded upon by, you know, corporate sensibilities or worry about the sponsor, or you can't offend this person or that person, you know, with your subject matter, you can really just go for it. That's really opened up a whole new world of creativity, as we've seen with, like, you know, shows like Breaking Bad and many others, and The Wire, a lot of Sopranos. So that it's been fun to be able to bring something to life, because in the past, you start with what you feel is a great idea, and then by the time it goes through the machinery, it gets pretty watered down.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The two laugh out loud funny moments for me in the final couple episodes was every time he said something filthy, it ended up being in front of Buster Posey's parents. I thought that was terrific. And the other one, and it felt like Joe Buck wrote it on his own. I just wanted to check and see Joe Buck promoting his book, Joe Buck Yourself, which I laughed out loud when he said it. Sounded like something he would have written.
You know something? That was a late addition, and we don't change too much because we have to shoot so fast, and Joel writes such brilliant scripts that right. They're pretty pristine. But that one definitely was come up with on the day, and I think Joe actually did come up with that himself.
It sounds like something he would say.
I think he did. Joe, isn't it crazy how good an actor Joe Buck is?
He was really, really good. Really good. I was envious, I'll tell you that. Now, I know that you're always with Jim Brockmeyer. I was wondering if we could talk to Jim about what's going on in baseball right now. Would that be possible, Hank?
Yeah, better him than me, because I get in a lot of trouble when I say these things, and Jim Brockmeyer, for some reason, can get away with it. So
he's uncancelable, that Jim Brockmeyer.
Jim, let me ask you, how difficult is it going to be to keep baseball players healthy during this pandemic?
Well, first of all, Michael and fellas, nice to be with you. Nothing but admiration for all of you, especially for how you've managed to keep talking, even though there's been no sports for the last 3 months. So kudos.
Thank you.
I don't understand the MLB's plan for keeping players from getting sick, because there is no plan. There's no bubble. It's basically just the honor system. How in the world can the MLB believe that the honor system is a good idea after what we just spent the entire offseason dealing with a massive cheating scandal? Wasn't that whole thing about players being explicitly dishonorable? Now all of a sudden I'm supposed to believe that the Houston Astros are going to have a guy banging on a trash can every time somebody doesn't wash their hands properly? I mean, come on.
Have you been responsible during this time?
Great question.
Extraordinarily responsible. almost overly responsible. I invested a lot of my money in a body condom. Have you seen these?
Wow.
No.
Yeah. It's what you're picturing, you know, with a couple of air holes.
Kind of kills the whole thought, though,
yeah.
Right?
You know, there's a hole in the bubble. It's not a bubble anymore.
Well, it's got to be a little bit leaky or you'll die, you know, which is, I think I want that to go on my gravestone. It's got to be a little leaky or you'll die.
Or you'll die. Who has the best chance to win the World Series, Jim?
Oh, well, you know, the key to this bizarre season will definitely be staying healthy, of course. That is why my prediction for who will win the World Series is the Oakland A's. Because every player on the Oakland A's has a superhumanly strong immune system. as a result of playing 81 games a year in the festering toilet known as Oakland Coliseum. Only players such as them who have spent day after day fielding ground balls while ankle-deep in human fecal matter are adequately prepared for the onslaught of the coronavirus.
And your thoughts on the DH?
Oh, well, you know, some rule changes are better than others. I find that one a little disappointing. Because I'm going to miss watching pitchers hit. That's inspiring to me. See, I'm not inspired when I watch a super athlete like Mike Trout hit a home run. But when I watch somebody who has absolutely no business picking up a baseball bat, somebody like, say, Bartolo Colon, who looks like his life fell apart 20 years ago, when I watch him hit a home run, that to me is pure joy. I've seen a lot of Met victories. I don't remember them at all. But the image of Bartolo's Romanesque physique rounding the bases, that's burned into the memory center of my temporal lobe right next to the birth of my child. So I'm going to miss that.
With all due respect to Gary Cohen, I kind of wish it was you who made the call on the Bart home run.
Yeah, I might have had to have trotted out on that one. Somebody inject me with penicillin because that ball is gonorrhea. I might have had to reach for that one.
Well, Jim, we thank you. The four seasons watching, you know, yes. It was a documentary for you. We're brilliant. They'll be on Hulu, all four now. And please tell Hank that he should win an Emmy, either a comedic Emmy or a dramatic Emmy. That's how good he was portraying you.
I would pass that along to him, but he'd get much too large a head, so I'm just going to keep that to myself.
Okay.
Well, you guys stay safe. Thanks so much for joining us.
Take care, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.